You're listening to SBS News.
UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says that the murderous attacks in recent times in Christchurch, Sri Lanka, California and Burkina Faso are deeply worrying. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, says houses of worship instead of the safe havens they should be have become targets.
Around the world, we are seeing a disturbing groundswell of intolerance and hate-based violence targeting worshippers of many faiths. In recent days, a synagogue in the United States and a church in Burkina Faso have come under attack. Such incidents have become all too familiar. Muslims gunned down in mosques, their religious sites vandalized, Jews murdered in synagogues, their gravestones defaced with swastikas, Christians killed at prayers, and their churches often torched.
And he added that the internet has become a breeding ground for hate speech.
Beyond the murders, there is a loathsome rhetoric, xenophobia aimed not only at religious groups, but also at migrants, minorities, and refugees, assertions of white supremacy, a resurgence of Nazi ideology, venom directed at anyone considered the other.
Meanwhile, also in New York, a rabbi who survived the Holocaust and a top Muslim leader have called on U.S. President Donald Trump and the U.S. Congress to create a special fund to be used to hire security personnel to protect houses of worship. Rabbi Arthur Schneier, the president of the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, says religious groups don't have the funding to be able to properly protect themselves.
Now, there is already some provision by Homeland Security of some funds allocated, but in light of what happened, with the epidemic just spreading, Sri Lanka, New Zealand, Pittsburgh, Poway. Unfortunately, these are not the last acts, and therefore we need additional security, enhancing security of every house of worship. And by the way, not in the United States. We're talking about Europe, we're talking about Asia, talking about all over.
Rabbi Schneier was joined by Mohammed Abdul Karim Al-Issa of the Muslim World League, who agreed protection was very important.
Everybody has the right to live in peace and enjoy liberty, but the extremists, terrorists and evil people don't like to see that happening. But I believe with this kind of peace-loving people around the world, that evil would not have an opportunity to hurt humanity.
The United Nations, Stefan Dujarric says, time is of the essence.
As crime feeds on crime, as vile views move from the fringes to the mainstream, the Secretary General is profoundly concerned that we are nearing a pivotal moment in battling hatred and extremism.
The UN chief has set in motion two urgent initiatives, devising a plan of action to fully mobilise the United Nations system's response to tackling hate speech and exploring how the United Nations can contribute to ensuring the safety of religious sanctuaries.
The world must step up to stamp out anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim hatred, persecution of Christians and all forms of racism, xenophobia, discrimination and incitement. Hatred is a threat to everyone, so it is a job for everyone. Political leaders and religious leaders have a special responsibility to promote peaceful coexistence. The Secretary General will count on the strong support of governments, civil society, and other partners in working together to uphold the values that bind us to a single human family.
Earlier, the U.S. Security Council members also took a minute of silence for those killed in a shooting in a synagogue in the U.S. and an attack in a church in Burkina Faso. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.